Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today we have Union Jack Oil on Share Talk. They are focused on investing in onshore production and development and exploration opportunities within the United Kingdom oil and gas sector. They currently have interest in 3 wells in production. The company announced they are paying a maiden special dividend to shareholders and announced a share buyback program. The share price seems to be on an upward trajectory. Here to tell us about the investment opportunity is David Bramhill, Executive Chairman. Hello, David, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thanks for asking me. Good afternoon.
Anyways, you had news come out today providing an operational update on a number of projects in which Union Jack Oil owns economic interest with Egdon Resources. And you commented the Wrestle development is particularly encouraging. Please give us some details.
Yeah, well actually, the RNS we released today was really an information staffing. It was basically all about Egdon's end of year results, which are obviously very important to the company. So it's really not for me to comment on the results, but what we have commented on is very, very positive, highly positive, and goes to show how good the Wrestle well actually is. Making progress there all the time.
That's wonderful news. And then you have interest in other projects as well. Do you want to give us a quick overview on some of those other investment interests you have?
Yes, of course. We've got an interest in the well that's been operated by Rathlin in Beverley, West Newton. We've really, really high hopes there. It's been a long time happening. We're drilling a well there next year. Everything's on order. And we high hopes. And there were issues there last year during testing. And we believe we've had an issue that has been sorted out. And we're now over all the problems there. And as I mentioned earlier, we've got seriously high hopes of that well, which, again, be lucky to have really 2 major projects, because Wrestle is transformational for our company for more than one reason.
Now, talking about the Biscathorpe appraisal well, management commented that it is one of the largest conventional unappraised onshore hydrocarbon discoveries in the UK. What information has led the company to that conclusion?
Biscathorpe is historically very, very old. It's been around for about 14 years, looked at by other companies that we know, and we've always been very, very keen on Biscathorpe, because it is, as we've said in our reports, it's actually untested. It's a massive, massive structure and has never been penetrated. We've had a discovery in the Dynanshin, which is completely different to a sandstone, and we look forward, assuming that we had planning permission refused last year. We've had a planning inquiry a few weeks ago, and we're very, very hopeful, but I can't really comment on the inspector's decision, but all being well. And the beauty of all this, we're funded for all of our programs, which is terrific. We're in very, very good shape financially.
Yeah, speaking of what shape you are financially, you reported a maiden profit of just over £2 million for the 6-month period ended June 30th, 2022. What can you attribute that to?
There's only one thing that stands for: production at Wrestle. As I mentioned earlier, it's been transformational. It's put us into profit, and I'm not saying anything off paper here. We made a profit in the last third quarter, and it'd be very difficult not to come out with some really good results towards the end of the year, on our year end.
And you are expecting to expand production on Wrestle as well.
Yeah, with Wrestle, what there is, you're under the EA rules, you're only allowed to flare and burn off so much carbon, which in our case is 10 tonnes a day. And the only way that you can upgrade that is to produce gas. So as you produce more gas, you're allowed to increase the burning of carbon, incineration, which you don't see anything. It's all burned inside the flare. But it's still against the rules, and Egdon being a very, very good operator, we make sure we have to keep within that 10 tonne a day. So once the gas monetization, and according to Egdon in their report today, by Christmas time or the end of turn of the year, they're going to be able to have something in place to alleviate that, which means we push up our production. Production at the moment is anywhere between 700 and 800 barrels a day. If I can comment maybe on with the results today from Egdon, it's caused a bit of, I know a few shareholders have been in touch with me saying, well, Egdon say it's 635. That was for their year end. We're not talking about Egdon, we're talking about what we're doing now. So the their year encapsulated July, where there was no production, and also most of August as well. So you only got to do the math there to find to see that you've only got about 10 months production coming out. They're absolutely correct with what they say, and so are we. So,
oh, sorry, with regard to Kennington and Fiskerton Airfield, do you expect them to start contributing to revenue sometime next year as well?
Well, Kennington already is. Kennington is a nice one, especially with these oil prices. It washes its face. It's contributing about £500,000 a year towards us, which again is excellent. Every penny counts. And that's what we strive for, is the profit. And we've more than one angle in making money. And we're looking for profit. And hopefully we're on an upward curve now. And I look forward to the future very much, actually.
And speaking of cash, you have no debt. You have enough cash in the company to do all the things that you need to do for the next 18 months, you mentioned.
We've well over £10 million in cash and liquid assets. And that sum grows every single day with the RESL and our other projects as well. So our working capital sheet for the next 18 months looks particularly healthy, but hence the reason we'll be paying a maiden dividend. And the dividend works out today's share price about 2.7%, which is pretty good. It's not bad. I think the average on AIM is 1.65. We're paying 2.7. So hopefully in the future, but you know, that's a plan, and also the share buyback. And we've got the flexibility on cash to make a meaningful contribution to earnings per share in the future. As I say, that's the plan, and I see no reason by a catastrophe why our upward curve can't carry on growing, hopefully at a rapid rate. That's the plan.
Excellent. And do you look at possibly paying another dividend sometime to shareholders next year?
It would be very, very nice to be able to do that. And although we haven't announced it and we can't, there's always a possibility. That's the best thing I can say to you.
Yes, and
obviously, if we have the same sort of results we've had this year, then I think it would be an obvious and a nice thing to do. But we can't comment at the moment for obvious reasons. I'll have my nominated advisor after my skin. So.
And so are you looking at other investment opportunities at the moment as well?
Well, to be honest with you, we've got enough in our portfolio to last us a lifetime. And we've got some lovely, lovely projects which have been picked by our geological team. And we see the potential to drill several wells next year. And the well for Rathlin, the West Newton, could be anything. So we've seriously high hopes for that one. And to have two transformational projects in the company, it would be absolutely brilliant. And we think we have.
Well, this is great news. Well, thank you very much for joining us, David. And we look forward to hearing more updates about how the company is progressing. And we hope to see you again soon.
You bet. Thank you, Bonnie. Very kind of you.
And thank you for joining us on Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.